It's Friday, April the 23rd, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Greetings as we arrive at the end of the week. We ask this question: is prayer effective beyond what we discussed yesterday? Does prayer not only do us good, but also affect God and the world? Yes, according to Scripture, prayer does impact God's actions and what happens in the world. James 4:2, you lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. We have not because we ask not. Therefore, asking leads to having. I don't think this will happen, but I can just envision being shown around heaven by the Lord and His showing me a giant warehouse filled with incalculable blessings. When I ask Him what that is, He responds, "Those are the blessings you never asked for." I had not because I asked not. Luke 11:9-10, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. He makes a clear connection between seeking things from God and receiving them. When we ask, God responds. We also see that prayer changes the way God acts. See these words of renown in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. If and when God's people pray with humility and repentance, then, the Scripture says, He will hear and forgive them. The prayers of His people clearly affect how He acts. Similarly, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess, then He forgives. Our prayers impact the actions of God. If we were really convinced that prayer changes the way God acts and that God does bring about remarkable changes in the world in response to prayer, as Scripture repeatedly teaches that He does, then we would pray much more than we do. If we pray little, it is probably because we do not really believe that prayer accomplishes much at all. Something else important about prayer must be understood. Our prayer is made most effective by our mediator, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. But if Jesus is the only mediator between God and man, will God hear the prayers of those who do not trust in Jesus? The answer depends on what we mean by hear. Since God is omniscient, He knows all, He always hears in the sense that He is aware of the prayers made by unbelievers who do not come to Him through Christ. God may even from time to time answer their prayers out of His mercy and in desire to bring them to faith in Christ. However, God has nowhere promised to respond to the prayers of unbelievers. The only prayers that He has promised to hear in the sense of listening with a sympathetic ear and undertaking to answer when they are made according to His will are the prayers of Christians offered through the one mediator, Jesus Christ. The mediatorial role of Jesus inspires confidence in our prayers. Hebrews 10:21-22, since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Christ's mediatorial work gives us confidence to approach God in prayer, and that we can approach the throne of God with assurance is profoundly remarkable. We do not just come into God's presence as strangers or as visitors or as laypersons, but as priests of God, as people who belong in the temple, in the dwelling place of God, and have a right and even duty to be in the most sacred places in the temple. With Christ as our mediator, we enter not into the earthly temple in Jerusalem, but into the true sanctuary, into heaven itself, where Christ has gone to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Wow. If you have been in church for any length of time, you have heard prayer after prayer after prayer concluded with the words, "In Jesus' name." Why is that? What does this mean? Well, it goes back to statements of Jesus like the one in John 14:13-14, where he said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Well, clearly it does not simply mean adding the phrase "in Jesus' name" after every prayer, because Jesus did not say, "If you ask anything and add the words 'in Jesus' name' after your prayer, I'll do it." Jesus is not merely speaking about adding certain words as if it were a kind of magical formula that would provide power to our prayers. Hear this. Not a single one of the prayers recorded in Scripture has the phrase "in Jesus' name" at the end of it. To come in the name of someone means that another person has authorized us to come on his authority, not on our own. When Peter commands the lame man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk," he is speaking on the authority of Jesus, not on his own. So in one sense, praying in Jesus' name is therefore to pray in his authority. Because as he said at the end of Matthew, "All authority has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." He's giving us that authority. But in a broader sense, the name of Jesus, or the name of a person in the ancient world, represented the person himself and therefore all of his character. This means that to be praying in Jesus' name is not only praying in his authority, but also praying in a way that is consistent with his character, that truly represents him and reflects his manner of life and his own holy will. Maybe we should focus more on praying in Jesus' name and less on adding those words at the end of every prayer.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.